Inextinguishable by Maria Fontaine.
Several people have written me about an issue that weighs heavily on them. This concerns the struggles they've experienced when working in a secular job, where they have little or no opportunity to speak to others about Jesus. They accept the need to work to make a living to support their families. However, they sometimes feel that they must be missing the mark in some way, since they have so few opportunities to be the witness that they are called to be. Feeling unfulfilled, they wonder, "What does the Lord have me here for? I don't want to be using this precious time to only earn a living. I don't understand why the Lord has allowed me to be in this situation." They feel alone in their struggles and pummeled at times by the enemy's lies that they must have somehow failed. You may not identify with this particular situation. Nevertheless, the principles of inextinguishable that I'll share here applies in any setting. If you're a Christian and you want to witness, there probably have been times when you've become discouraged, feeling that you've failed to make the impact that you desired. Recently, some who have felt this way have told me that in spite of the challenges they have been facing, sometimes for years, they've started to see these struggles in a new way. Their faith has helped them to see a Romans 8:28 fulfillment taking place in their lives. They're realizing that these difficult times have changed them and changed how they view their circumstances. They are more compassionate, more aware of the needs of others who they work with or live around. They've learned to see the desperate need many people have for God's love. People are looking for someone who won't fail them or let them down or try to take advantage of them. Even when you may not be able to give much of a verbal witness, you can still let others know who you represent and allow your example to do the rest. Then those who are searching for the truth will be drawn by His Spirit. God's sheep will hear His voice through you, not only through your words, but also through your example. One thing is certain, you never have to fear that even the greatest spiritual darkness will extinguish the light of His Spirit in you. If you're willing, He will continue to shine more and more through you unto that perfect day. Our wonderful Jesus, always so ready to encourage His children, gave a message in prophecy expressing how He sees these things. "The darkness can't extinguish the light. That's impossible. I am the light, and no one can snuff me out. The darkness only makes me stand out more. When my children are faithfully shining me in the midst of darkness, they often can't see the powerful effect. From their perspective, the darkness can appear to smother the light. However, to someone who sees that light, even from a distance, it stands out visibly from the darkness, cutting through it like a laser. The greater the darkness, the greater the contrast, as the brilliance of the light is only enhanced by the darkness. Darkness of spirit exists all around you in this world. See it as an opportunity to bring me to those who need me. You may not realize how great another person's need is right in the situation where I have you until you begin deliberately paying more attention. Darkness can never stop the light of my spirit from shining and lighting others' lives. Cold and empty lives can be touched with hope. I've asked you to follow me and invest your life in whatever ministry or career I lead you to. Sometimes that is on a foreign mission field, and sometimes it's staying faithful on your home field. Wherever you are is your mission field. I've asked many of you to carry on, even though you're not seeing the results that your diligence is producing. I know how often you felt tired of trying to persevere. You've faced many struggles in which your tiny light looked as if it were about to be snuffed out. But I can promise you that, no matter how it looks to you, the light of my spirit in you has initiated changes that will eventually transform others' lives. The good that will spring forth in time will have begun with you bravely shining in the midst of darkness. That is the assignment I give to each of you. I've brought you into places and situations where, whether you realize it or not, there are people who need you. Though you face many of the same challenges each day as the people you work and interact with, your response to the troubles of life will probably be different. You have my love to help you to respond to adversity and challenges with patience, kindness, and forgiveness. You try to help and to understand others' heart cries. You reach out to give, and you consider their needs as you do your own. This example can slowly break down others' defenses and eventually give rise to hope that can lead them to me. Let my light shine through your life. Others need to see that you are not afraid to show sincerity, kindness, and sacrificial love when there is nothing in it for you. At times, you might be shunned because others can't believe that you don't have some kind of personal agenda. It often takes time for people to gradually let go of their false fronts, which might be the only source of protection they've depended on. It can take time for them to become brave enough to risk being honest and to overcome their fears of being rejected or cast off. But those who receive the example and witness that you continue to give, even in small ways, eventually can be transformed by my spirit, your prayers, and the light of my spirit in you faithfully shining in the darkness. I'm not a wasteful God. I have spent the better part of your lifetime helping you gain experience, wisdom, strength, faith, and conviction. I'm not going to waste who you are. You know the truth. As you do all you can to stay close to me, your life will reflect my spirit, the source of life itself. So whether you are in a place where your witness is very public, or you're touching lives quietly where you work or study or live, trust that you are brightening the darkness. This can be a tough and tedious and often thankless task. But as you've seen, when you felt like you were sharing your last crumbs of meal and last drops of oil in order to do what you knew I wanted you to do, you'd look and there was always more strength, more faith, deeper conviction, greater love, and the comfort of my arms around you to help you keep going one more day. You then see that you've somehow gained, when your natural reasoning tells you it's not possible. But that's the mystery of my light, power, and spirit working in you. Darkness cannot stop you. In fact, each time you shine a little more light, the darkness has to retreat, allowing the light to rescue a few more who were lost and desperate. You may not see it in yourself, but those around you see your inner strength and courage as you continue to stand strong in who you are, what you believe, and who you represent. Your little light isn't being extinguished. It's continuing to shine brightly.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.